few joys and concerns this week. Our joys include Barb McMullen, Sally Jarenko, and Mary Lou Lutter, who all celebrated birthdays this past week. We welcome our new seeing eye puppy, Rachel. She is number 8. And today is Nectar's last day in the pews, as she returns to the seeing eye for her formal training on Thursday. Thank you all for your support and help in raising her. Our concerns include Loretta Umstead. She's currently in Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia. Prayers of comfort and healing for her and for her husband, Jerry, and family. We pray for the family of Linford Michener, who died this week as a result of a hit-and-run accident. Lynn is the brother-in-law of Julie Michener, Ruth Kinsey's daughter. We also pray for Mark Alshouse's mother, Dorothy, who's in hospice. We keep her and Mark and her entire family in our prayers. Let us gather now in the spirit of prayer. Lord, we know that you see us and hear us. We are thankful and feel blessed for your presence. You know our prayers and needs even before we speak them to you. We know we deserve our love and forgiveness, and your love and forgiveness, even though there are times when that may be a far-off thought for us. Please be with us now as we celebrate Barb and Sally and Mary and their birthdays, as we welcome a new puppy into our congregation, and we miss and will love Nectars. We also pray, Lord, that you keep Loretta in your thoughts and prayers with us, as well as her family and her husband, Jerry. We ask that you be with the Michener family at this terrible, terrible time, and that you keep them in your love and grace. And we ask that you also surround the Alshouses at this time while they are dealing with Dorothy in hospice. Lord, we pray for these and for all others that we keep in our thoughts as we lift our hearts and minds to you. In Christ we pray, amen.
Hopefully you had a chance to place your offering in the plates on your way in. If you didn't get a chance to do that, you are more than welcome to come forward after the service to do just that. But now we have an opportunity to dedicate our offering, to bless it, and to give it over to God. So I invite you to stand and join in our doxology as our offering is brought forward. Loving God, we offer these gifts from our hands into yours, from our hearts into yours, knowing that it is through our love of you and your love of us that these gifts will be transformed into whatever it is your people need. As we invest in this church and in this community, may all the gifts shared this day be used well, be used in ways that share your good news of love in our church, our community, and our world. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.